A jury in the trial of Richard Burke for the murder of Jasmine McMonagall in Donegal 4 years ago has found him not guilty of murder, but guilty of manslaughter on the grounds of diminished responsibility. The jury of 7 women and 5 men delivered the unanimous verdict after deliberating for just over an hour. We can talk to Laura Hogan now, our North East correspondent, who's at the Central Criminal Court in Monaghan for us this lunchtime. So, Laura, what can you tell us about this verdict delivered just in the last half an hour?
Yes, well, Brian, I'll just give you some background to this trial, which heard about Jasmine McMonagall, a young mother of 2 children who suffered a brutal death in January of 2019. And she was a 28-year-old mother of 2 children. She was living in Killigordon in County Donegal. And the trial heard that she had been in an on-off relationship with the accused man, Richard Burke. And in the early hours of the 4th of January, she made a 999 call to Gardaí looking for help. And she was later found dead inside her home after nearly a 3-hour standoff between Gardaí and Richard Burke at her house. And Jasmine McMonagall had been beaten and strangled to death, this trial heard. Now, during that 3-hour standoff, there were confrontations with Gardaí where Mr. Burke wielded a meat cleaver at them and a glass breaker as well, before Gardaí eventually forced their way into the house and Richard Burke was eventually tasered and arrested. Now, in the closing arguments today, Defence Counsel Michael Bowman told the jury that mental illness was at the heart of this case, and he said this was because 2 psychiatric experts for the defence and the prosecution both agreed that Richard Burke suffered from a mental disorder at the time that Jasmine McMonagall had been killed, and that that mental disorder was such that it substantially diminished his responsibility in this case. Now, the trial heard that this was unusual because this case was unusual because there was no dispute around the evidence in the case or about what happened, and that Richard Burke accepted what happened and accepted responsibility for killing Jasmine McMonagall. Now, the prosecution lawyer Anne-Marie Lawler said that this was a senseless death and that Jasmine was a devoted mother who was deeply loved by her family and friends, and both the prosecution and defence agreed that the evidence in this case pointed only in one direction, and the jury deliberated for just over an hour today before returning its verdict of not guilty of murder but guilty of manslaughter by reason of diminished responsibility.
And Laura, has there been any reaction from the family of Jasmine McMonagall?
No, there was no audible reaction from her family members as they listened to the verdict being read out in that courtroom in Monaghan Courthouse, where the Central Criminal Court is sitting. Justice Paul Burns extended his sympathy to her family after the verdict was delivered, and they replied, "Thank you." Now, he also thanked the jury, who he also excused from service for a period of 7 years. And Mr. Justice Burns then remanded Richard Burke in custody until sentencing, which will take place on the 18th of April. That will take place in the Criminal Courts of Justice in Dublin, and at that point victim impact statements will also be made.
Laura Hogan, North East correspondent in Monaghan for us. Thank you very much for that. After the break, we'll be hearing about what looks like a delay again this year in the delivery of the Leaving Cert exam results.